Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Baby, on the night you said you
were. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's 7 after the hour. That's Roberta Fasinelli and Rich McFadden, along with Jennifer Horn and Kenny Kessler on the Dougster program. Focus on the weather now. Records broken in June. There are three parts to this. The state of our world in the month of June. The earth dialed up the heat, smashing temperature records for the month of June and for the first half of the year. Keeping in mind the contextual value of this, since weather reports or records were not kept until 1884 that were reliable or worth anything, you can still drill down into the core of the Earth and find out what the weather's been like over the last 50 million years, 500 million years if you want to, maybe even a billion years ago, what was the weather like? I would suggest you would find a lot of things going on then that are going on now, but people don't want to hear that. They just want to have a political picnic with global warming. Look out. And maybe we will be responsible for the destruction of our planet, but that will happen. The planet won't be destroyed. What will happen is the surface of it will change and things will in the next reality, ants will run everything. Or you don't know what's going to happen the next time around.
Ants have been running everything for a long time.
Maybe that's it. There were no people around when the dinosaurs were here, right? 65 million years ago. The planes and spaceships from other planets landed here about 3 million years ago and brought in the people that have been responsible for us growing to the point where we are now.
That's how it all worked?
That's how it worked, Richie.
Thank you.
Yep.
Never knew that.
All right, so now let's fast forward to June. I'm from June to July, and look at the heat wave that has continued this past week across the U.S. Temperature is continuing into the midweek. Oklahoma, all across the mid-south into the Midwest, into the New York City area, up into New England. Mid-afternoon on Monday, 53 million people around the country were under a heat advisory.
Ugh.
Temperatures in the upper 90s in New York City. Chicago.
It is so hot in New York.
Yeah. Oof.
Heat indexes into the hundreds, but it was like that last year and the year before. Come on.
But it's supposed to be the warmest year ever.
I remember going to my grandmother's house in southern Illinois in the middle of the summertime. It was so damn hot. You couldn't, and there was no air
conditioning. How hot was it?
It was so hot. The lizards were basking in the backyard. I don't know, but it just felt like it was, you know, you didn't have air conditioning then. And it got to you. It was. Can you imagine what it was like in the old days in the West?
Or when they were coming across in covered wagons the plains with the humidity and the bugs and the heat.
So the news media makes a big deal out of this. People are going everywhere to seek out cool environments. Look at those poor homeless people. They're under the bridge. Make sure that they get into a building so they won't suffer heat exhaustion.
Yeah, what did they do before the 1950s?
Right, exactly. That's the whole point here. All right, the United States government says, this is the government speaking, the advice is to wear loose clothing.
Thank you.
To limit power so that there will be not, we won't have a lot of outages, and drink a lot of water.
I heard that you're supposed to keep your air conditioning at 78 so that you share the wealth instead of using all the cool air
for
yourself.
Yeah, right. I got mine down to 52.
Yeah, I heard 78 was the magic number.
I keep mine at about 68, matter of fact.
No, mine's around 74.
Is it?
Yeah.
But the air feels different, though, doesn't it? I mean, it's cooler by nature.
Air conditioning cuts the humidity. I mean, that's what makes
that's
it.
That's the whole thing, is the humidity, right.
Yes, yep,
takes the moisture out of the air. Okay, so here's a third part of the story that I believe is worth more time than the previous two A and B pieces to the story. It happened yesterday in Boston, in fact, when a bus driver passed a lemonade stand and he stopped the bus. Everybody got out of the bus and the bus driver bought everybody on the bus a glass of lemonade. Aww. Isn't that wonderful?
That's cool.
It is.
How
good.
Much was it? It
must name be. Was John Lohan. I don't know.
Good
buck
to make money.
Knows.
That
yeah,
is
but no,
so
it's the
sweet.
Point of it. People get so cynical about stuff.
Half of the riders got sick and they all sued the bus company.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. Yeah. But the little list
it's usually
his
how
child has
up.
A lemonade stand. And
that's neat.
So he stops the bus.
He bought everybody
out.
Lemonade. Says,
yeah. Good for him and good for her. You know, there are more and more of these stories. What really gets my heat up is how we find these continuing stories every year now, and it seems there are more. We've had three or four of them already this year where the local authorities will go shut down a child's lemonade stand because you've got to have some kind
you have a,
of
you have a license, license. And you have to have a sales tax receipt
right.
And
papers. Yeah. We need papers.
Yeah.
You need to have health department certification.
Get lost.
Bah, humbug.
Yeah. No, I just say to him, get lost. Arrest me. And then you make sure you call the news media and have them arrest. The police are going to arrest this five-year-old girl. Or their well, and they're going to ask, well, madam,
parents.
You're responsible for this. We're going to arrest you. Really? Okay. How's it going to work for a PR department? They have most of the bigger police departments have PR departments, but they're so busy apologizing for all of the things that they need to apologize for, they don't do. They don't think about how to be preemptive, if you will. Put it out ahead. What is it? Pay ahead? What's that expression?
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Pay it forward.
Pay it forward. Do good things so that people will remember you for the good things. Why are you laughing?
You know that on the internet they have a homemade looking lemonade stand that you can buy for $40.
Really?
Run your very own lemonade stand. When you include this lemonade stand up to your collection of spring party supplies.
That's funny.
Lemonade stands are so American. I had one when I was a kid.
Yeah,
but there was nobody who would ever buy because I lived in a neighborhood where there weren't any people. But I thought it was worth it.
That was my
once.
Problem, too, is we had an area of, like, just very old people, and they would never come out of their houses, so all my businesses failed.
In your neighborhood, they'd come steal lemonade. They wouldn't
you don't even know where I grew up, Dougie.
You've never been there.
So lay off of the neighborhood shaming, please.
I wouldn't buy your lemonade because who knows where that liquid came from.
To whom are you speaking?
You.
Really?
All those cows running around.
Yeah? This is not a refreshing.
Just because it's yellow doesn't mean it's lemonade.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Oh!
14 past the hour. Doug Steffen. That was Jennifer Horn who
Whoa.
Said that. Jennifer at DougSteffen.com.
Hey, follow
Facebook.
Me on Twitter at Jennifer Horn.
Provia. Speaking about following things, Provia is the natural hair thinning treatment that works on the main causes of hair thinning. It is safe, no side effects. I suppose that's redundant, isn't it? No side effects, and it's safe. You will love this product because it does what we suggested will do. It takes care of your hair. You're losing your hair. You want to get it back again. You call 800-525-8319. Maybe I don't have to tell you how it really works. I can just tell you either you get your hair back or you get your money back. It's worth a shot, right? If you have trouble with hair thinning and you're embarrassed about it, you have colored hair, no problem. Treated hair, swell. This problem of hair thinning will get solved by Provia, or you get your money back. Call them now, 800-525-8319. The noticeable results are very cool. Cleanse your pores, get the hair to come through that's under your scalp so that it starts growing again. There's an ingredient in Provia that thickens your hair as well. So you'll look better quickly, 800-525-8319. And for a limited time, you can upgrade to priority shipping free. Just mentioned Doug Steffen. This is the super concentrated way, fastest results. You get the Provia and Super Provia all together as one. Call now, 800-525-8319.
Fake Green. Harrison with you with another global warming reality check. Falsehood number two. There's no smoking gun that people are responsible for global warming. This coming from several government officials on the receiving end of large-scale donations. Fact. Smoking guns are everywhere that scientists look. The entire decade from 1998 to 2007 was the warmest on record. Glaciers are in retreat on every continent, and Arctic sea ice has been shrinking over the past 20 years in total agreement with model predictions. And levels of CO2 in the atmosphere are higher now than at any time in the last 600,000 years, and getting higher every year. Fact, 2,500 of the best climate scientists across the world, citing hundreds of the latest studies, have concluded that global warming is truly happening and that you and I seem to be the main contributors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit down the left field line, way back and gone!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career, beginning with the Phillies postgame show. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a minion. The minion!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to be a genius, or maybe you'd like to raise a genius kid?
A 9-year-old pint-sized genius.
Well, take a lesson from Einstein. Here's the science of it. When Albert Einstein died in 1955, his brain was autopsied, and they found he had an average brain with one exception. He had more glial cells. Now, they're kind of like the R2-D2 helper cells in the area of the brain that's responsible for putting novel things together.
I've just about had enough of you.
Glial cells are kind of like administrative assistants. Why? Well, researchers believe that genius is the result of lots of practice, which creates more and more R2-D2 glial cells. What's the cheap psychological trick? Practice makes permanent and grows associations nourished by glial cells. Bottom line, practice done right can grow a genius. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, you want a little red meat?
Sure.
Who wants red meat? Raise your hands,
like
please.
Filet, like please.
Some red meat.
Like
here
a
we
New
go.
York strip steak, please.
And get a
all
potato
right
on the side.
Stripper.
There's a major gun control group stepping up support for background check legislation. It's called Every Town for Gun Safety. You know whose group that is? They're running a big ad campaign that targets the provision in current law that lets a gun sale be issued even if a check hasn't been completed yet. If it's a 3-day thing and it isn't done, you get the gun. We had conversation about how to avoid having seniors who are on Social Security but impaired mentally. There's a wonder about how to get guns away from them or keep them from getting them. I think that's the more appropriate read of that, Kenny, isn't it? If you have a gun, they're not into it. But what really is going on is we have people who want to keep those who are seniors who are infirmed. That should go for everybody. It doesn't make a difference whether you're a senior or not, right? Don't we all agree on that? Oh, maybe we don't.
No.
No, we didn't. Yeah. All right. Hmm. Let's see here.
There's more to say with that.
Yeah it's a lot to that.
Than just yes Doug. Or no.
Really? Americans cannot sit by when
yes,
we know that it we need to get the guns out of the wrong hands of the wrong people. I don't think that's a heavy lift. But how do you do that and get through? Because the gun control groups are so powerful in Congress. And why are they so powerful? Because they get a lot of money, a lot of contributions.
Exactly.
That's what
contributions and lobbyists.
Yeah, well, that's going to come in the revolution.
Start by killing all the lawyers.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I think Shakespeare said that, first kill all the lawyers.
Right.
First kill all the lawyers. Not just the ones you like. I want to keep mine. No, kill them all. 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.